You're listening to a recorded talk from Greenbelt Festival.
Well, I'm really, really excited to be welcoming John Phillip and his wife, who is going to be giving us a really interesting talk. So over to you. Thank you.
Good afternoon to you, and welcome to Shelter and the Heartbeat of God. Now, the Heartbeat of God is everywhere, not just in Shelter. But what we do, what we're hoping to do during this time is to pay attention to how we listen for the heartbeat of God in every moment of life, in every encounter, listening within earth, listening within ourselves, listening within one another. One of the most cherished images in the Celtic world, from which Ali and I draw very heavily in our life and in our teachings, one of the most cherished images is the image or the memory of John the Beloved leaning against Jesus at the Last Supper. In Celtic legend, it was said of him that he therefore heard the heartbeat of God, and he became a symbol of the practice of listening, listening deep within ourselves, listening deep within one another, listening within the body of earth for the beat of the sacred presence. So tonight, we're going to be accessing some ways of listening that are inspired by that Celtic legend. So one of the things that is said in the 9th century by a great Celtic teacher, John Scotus Eriugena, and some of you were with me on Friday and learned that that name becomes much more accessible when you translate it. It just means John the Irishman from Ireland. John Scotus Eriugena said, God is speaking to us through two outward books as well as an inner text. He said, one is the little book, physically little, the book of Scripture. And the other, he said, is the big book, the text of earth itself. And then there's the inner text, the text of the human soul. So this is a tradition that tries to listen within those three texts, and that's what we're going to be doing this afternoon, listening within Scripture, listening within the body of earth and the human body, and listening in the inner text, the text of the soul. Our time of spiritual practice is going to begin with the sounding of the bell, and it'll end with the sounding of the bell. But before we move into our spiritual practice together, Ali's going to teach us three of the chants that we'll be using during our time together.
Good afternoon, and it's lovely.
Oh, red in here.
It's lovely to be with you all. So we're going to learn three chants, two of which I think many of you will know. Perhaps you won't know the first one. It's Shine Alleluia, and Shine Alleluia just means sing hallelujah in Gaelic. So it's in two parts. We'll have the top part here and the second part here. And it goes like this. Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia. So if this part takes that. Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia. Next part is, and I'll sing it. Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia. Actually, if we can all sing this right through, because it's the same thing, we're doing it in rounds. So let's all sing the whole thing. Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia. So I'm going to start you off, and then Philip will keep singing with this half, and then I'll bring the other half in. So, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia, Shine Alleluia. Lovely. Well done. The next two, I think you may know, they're very familiar through the Iona community. So the first is the Amen. We'll do it in two parts. Amen. 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 Try that this half. Amen. 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 We're a third below. Amen. 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 Lovely. Now, Philip will come in with the top part and we'll sing the second part. Amen. 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 Great singers. And the last one is an Alleluia, John Bell Alleluia. And it's three parts, but we've got three segments here, so that's no problem. In fact, what we'll do is we'll have the men sing the last part. That's the easiest way to do it. And we'll split again into two parts. So it goes like this. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. So this side. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. And we're a third below, next segment of women. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. And alleluia, 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 alleluia. And the men, alleluia, 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 alleluia. Okay, let's put it all together. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
A prayer of awareness. Thou art above us, O God. Thou art within. Thou art in all things, yet contained by no thing. Teach us to seek thee in all that has life, that we may see thee as the light of life. Teach us to search for thee in our own depths, that we may find thee in every living soul. Amen. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus.
Shine, hallelujah. Shine,
hallelujah. No, not a reading from Ecclesiasticus. Shine, hallelujah.
Shine, hallelujah. Shine, hallelujah. Shine, hallelujah. Shine, alleluia. 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 Reading from Ecclesiasticus. Bless the God of all, who everywhere works great wonders, and by whose will all things are made. The shining stars are the beauty of the universe, a glittering array in the heights of God. Look at the rainbow and praise the one who made it. It stretches across the sky with its glorious arc. By God's command, lightning flashes from heaven and thunder shakes the earth. Cold snow blows from the north and the south wind brings summer breezes. The sun's heat scorches the wilderness and withers the grass like fire. Wet mist hovers between the mountains, and falling dews refresh the land. The swelling sea is full of danger, and strange creatures crawl forth from its depths. By heaven's word, all things are created. We could say more, but could never say enough. Let the final word be, God is in all things. So bless the God of all, who everywhere works great wonders, who watches over our life from birth to death and deals with us mercifully. May there be peace in our days. May there be gladness in our hearts.
Let's open our hearts to the wisdom of these words. And especially the words, let the final word be, God is in all things. Let the final word be, God is in all things. In Celtic wisdom, it is celebrated that everything is essentially an expression of God. John opens the prologue of his gospel by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he goes on to say, and all things have come into being through the Word. Which is to say that everything is essentially an expression of the divine. That is what each one of you, each one of us is, unique and unrepeatable expressions of the One. That is what every life form, every creature, what the body of earth is, an expression of the divine. And in our listening today, we'll be listening within all things, deep within our own soul. Being prompted and reminded to be listening deep within the essence of every human being. Being invited to listen within every creature and life form within the body of earth as expression of the divine. We're also being invited to remember that we are of earth. As Thomas Berry says, we are earthlings. We are made of earth. And earth is our home, both physically and spiritually. And everything that has come into being since the great flaring forth of light at the beginning of time is both spiritual and physical. The spiritual being expressed through the physical. Let the final word be, God is in all things.
We're going to move into some body-soul movement. And this, the practice we're going to do today is very, very simple Tai Chi with visualization. And we're not going to be trying to do this perfectly. I am in a moment going to ask you to stand up after I've said a little bit more about it. But if for any reason you can't stand up or you don't want to move standing, you can do these movements seated. And that's just fine. Or you can watch, whichever you feel most comfortable to do. And the important thing is that you enjoy it and do what you can. It's not about trying to do it right. So these movements are from the work of Dr. Pat Kane and her organization Capacitar, which is Spanish and means to bring to life, to enable. And she uses simple body energy practices across the world for trauma healing and well-being. She works in 45 countries across the world, places of conflict, places of displacement of peoples, and places of natural disaster. And what she understands is that when we experience challenges and struggles and angst and anxiety and trauma, we hold it in our bodies. And what she does through her work is to soothe the nervous system, to release blocks that are in our bodies because they've become tightened by the difficult experiences that we have. So she teaches about body wisdom. And her strapline is healing ourselves, healing the world. The spirituality behind it is that there is within us a body wisdom. And as we attend to our bodies, as we listen to our bodies, we can learn about this body wisdom. And as we do that, we're also learning about divine wisdom planted deep within us, the divine that is at the heart of us, our bodies, and the body of the earth. So I would like to invite you now to stand up. And we're going to use some music from Arvo Pärt, some recorded music. So what I'm hoping you might be able to do is actually stretch that far. So if you can, that's great. If you can't, just do what you do. Yeah, it looks pretty good to me. That's lovely. So we're ready for the music. So just stand and be aware of the ground underneath you, the ground holding you and supporting you. And for a moment, just consider what is underneath us, the worms, the roots of the grass, the abundant life within the earth. And then just move slowly back and forth, feeling your body on the earth, feeling the earth supporting you. Have a sense of arriving here in this place. And now I'm going to invite you to swing your arms and slap your back so you can wake up those organs. Hear a nice slap. This is a lovely movement to do if you've been sitting at the computer. Stand up for a while and do this. And then bring the arms to the side, and we're going to begin. So the first movement is bringing your hands up to the chest area and then releasing them. And as we do this, we're aware of breathing in the goodness of the earth. It's all around us. And here at this Greenbelt Festival, we're aware of the fruits of autumn, all the apples that are now lying on the ground, the brambles that are surrounding, the flowers of late summer. So we're breathing in the goodness of the earth that nurtures us, that we're so grateful for. And as we bring the hands down, let's just be aware of releasing any tension in our bodies. So breathing out as we bring the hands down. So a few more times, breathing in the goodness of the earth and releasing. One more time. And the next movement, we're going to put the left foot forward and we're going to circle clockwise. So you're opposite to me. This is called Circle of Oneness. Don't worry if you're feeling you're going the wrong way around. Doesn't matter. So let's be aware of all those round about us. Let's be aware of the circle of people that have been brought to Greenbelt this weekend. And let's have a sense of connection with one another. So if you can look at the person next to you, it's all the better. And now let's be aware of the plants around us, the trees around us. If you're outside, be aware of the clouds and feel our connection to all of nature around us. One more time on this side. And then bring the foot back and the hands down. We're going to do it on the right side and move the hands in the other direction, so anti-clockwise this time. And this time, let's be aware of all those we love, wherever they be in the world. And perhaps there's someone particular amongst your family and friends that you want to remember and pray for today. And let's be aware of those passing. I have a good friend who is passing from this life today, so I'm very aware of her. And then let's be aware of the creatures of the world, the different peoples of our world. We're all one. And finally, we can't see them, but let's be aware of the stars behind the clouds, the stars studying our universe. We're all made of the same stuff. So let's be aware of that great interconnectedness. And then bring the hands back and the hands down. And let's put our hands on our heart. This is the place we hold so much feeling. And having been aware of the divine and the whole of the cosmos, let's be aware of listening and feeling our heartbeat, feeling life within us. Let's be aware of all the feelings that make up our life. So the joy, the happiness, the forgiveness that are often easier feelings for us. but also despair, sadness, grief. And let's put our left foot forward, and from the heart, let's release the feelings that are often overwhelming. And let's do the best we can. It's difficult sometimes to release feelings, but as we're aware of them being overwhelming, let's just release on the out breath. And then breathe in compassion for ourselves. It's very hard to love others unless we first love ourselves. So bring compassion on the in-breath. And as best we can, release what you don't need to hold anymore. One more time. And then we'll do it on the other side. And this time, we're going to shine out that compassion out into our world. And there may be particular places, particular people that you want to send out that love and light of compassion to. And one more time. And then bring the hands down. Left foot forward. This one's called opening to the light. Bring our hands up and down. And in this one, we open to the sun and the light of the sun, without which we would not be. The sun that brings us into being. And not forgetting the light behind the light, the divine light within all things. And once more, bring the hands down, right foot forward. And this time, let's open to the light of healing for all the dark places in our world. And particularly here at Greenbelt, we remember Gaza and the people of Gaza. And one more time. So we're going to finish with our hands like this, and you are going to become your favorite tree. So feel the roots going down into the earth. Stable, the strength of the trunk of the tree. And let's imagine ourselves a forest of strength and interconnectedness. Let's feel ourselves rooted and grounded in God. And we'll finish with three silent circles. Bring your feet together, and we'll finish with that beautiful Eastern greeting. Namaste, which means the light in me bows to the light in you. Namaste.
We'll move in our listening posture now to the inner text, listening within the text of the soul. And this time of meditation and compassionate prayer is time that will allow our breathing to form the mantric rhythm of prayer. The first part is a time of meditative awareness of the light deep within us. As St. John says, the light that enlightens every person coming into the world. We'll be focusing on opening to that light. And then in our second part of silent prayer, we'll be offering prayers of compassion for places, for people in the midst of suffering and struggle throughout the world. So I invite you to find an alert position, whether seated in a chair or on the floor, and to begin with, to be aware of in our uptake of breath how our body rises slightly, and in our down breath, our body settles downwards. Let's allow this simple rhythm to form the mantric rhythm of our prayer. In our uptake of breath, opening to the light of the divine from deep within us. And in our down breath, as our body settles downwards, let's allow this to express our desire to let go in faith to God as the very ground of our being. And as distraction occurs in this next few minutes of silence, as it always does, let's not be hard on ourselves. We've chosen to be here. We're wanting to listen and be attentive to the light of the divine within us. Simply return to your breath. In the uptake of breath, opening to the light from deep within us, and in our down breath, letting go in faith to God as the very ground of our being. Opening to the light and letting go in faith. In our uptake of breath, open to the light. And in our down breath, let go in faith. Open to the light and let go in faith. Remaining in silence, let us begin to move toward our prayers of compassion for the world. Again, allowing our breath to form the rhythm of our prayer. This time in our intake of breath, to be aware of a particular person in the midst of suffering in the world, or a place or a community of suffering. In our intake of breath, to breathe in that pain into the soul within our soul, that place of true strength that can hold the suffering. And from that place of true strength within us, in our out-breath, to breathe out energies of healing, of hope, of new beginnings. breathing in the suffering, breathing out compassionately energies of healing. And ever so slowly, in expanding circles, to move from that person in the midst of suffering to other people suffering, other communities, other nations. Breathing in the suffering, breathing out the divine energies of healing from deep within us. And again, slowly, in yet more expanding circles, to move from those people, those communities of suffering, to the sufferings of every life form, the creatures, the sufferings of earth, breathing in the pain and the struggle, breathing out energies of healing, strength of new beginnings. And let us sum up our prayers of compassion in the words of the Lord's Prayer, a Celtic version. Holy One, beyond all names, eternal wellspring, may love rise again in us today, with food for every table, shelter for every family, and reverence for every life. Forgive us our failings in love, and free us from all falseness, that the light of our souls may shine and the strength of our spirits endure for earth and all its people, this day, tonight, and forever. Our Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We now come to our ritual of light, a very simple twofold practice around this candle. You'll see that there are some stones and light in a circle around the candle. When we move into this ritual, accompanied by some music composed by our son, Cameron Newell, called Arrival, that celebrates, and you'll hear the heartbeat of new arrival of life and the light deep within every person, within every creature, within every life form. I invite you to come, and we can probably fit almost 10 people at a time around the circle. So it'll be a bit of a crowd scene, a bit of chaos as we move. But make sure that you get to the light if you would like to be part of this action. And in successive circles around the light, do a simple twofold action. One is to place your hands towards the light and then up to your eyes, allowing this to express our desire to see more clearly light in one another and in earth and every creature. And then place our hands back to the light, and the second time now place our hands up to our heart, allowing this to express our desire to know more deeply the light that is deep within us, pure gift of God, the light that is within us for one another's well-being and for the well-being of earth. So it's simple twofold action. First time to our eyes, second time to our heart. And as we're doing this, we'll have Cameron Newell's arrival. An ancient blessing of peace from the Hebrides in Scotland. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the Sun of Peace to you. Amen. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Thank you for being part of this today. We don't have any printed resources, but if you would like to access any of the resources, such as the body-soul movement, Cameron's piece of music, the Celtic version of the Lord's Prayer, these resources you will find on our Earth and Soul website, so that's earthandsoul.org. And if you forget that, if you just Google John Philip Newell, Earth and Soul will be the first thing that comes up. Thanks again for being part of this.
Thanks so much for listening to this recorded talk. Explore our full Greenbelt Festival Talks archive with almost 20 years of recorded talks and podcasts for free at greenbelt.org.uk/talks.